Construction. Should consent for Grimsby to Walpole be granted, we would expect construction to start in 2029, with the project becoming fully operational in 2033. The construction phase would involve a range of temporary activities, including working areas for construction, site offices and storage, crossing points across watercourses, construction vehicular accesses and haul roads, temporary diversions of public rights of way, managing and mitigating effects. Feedback from all stages of consultation, along with outputs from our ongoing technical and environmental assessments, will help us further refine our proposals as we prepare our development consent order application. We use best practice environmental impact assessment techniques to assess the possible effects of our work and identify opportunities for mitigation measures, including the delivery of biodiversity net gain. Protecting the environment. Our environmental and technical assessments consider the potential effects on local communities and the environment during periods of construction, such as traffic, noise, dust, and impacts from other projects. Through this work, we are identifying mitigation measures to avoid, reduce, or mitigate these potential impacts. Biodiversity net gain. Biodiversity net gain, or BNG, ensures that the environment is left in a better state after construction than it was before the work started. We have committed to achieving a minimum of 10% biodiversity net gain for new major projects and are collaborating with regional and local partners to identify BNG opportunities.